What's up, everybody? We're here with Focus. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so you're a very busy man right now, and working on a lot of different projects. Can you tell us, just give us a little breakdown of what projects you're working on right now?
Well, right now, I've been working with Marsha Ambrosius on her solo project. Currently working with the doc on Detox. I've been working with Bishop Lamont on his joint. And I just finished my street album.
All right. So everyone's heard how like time-consuming and how much dedication everyone's going to put into Detox. So can you walk us through like a typical day in your life of how much time you're putting in, like in the studio every day?
On the average, I try to get up at about 12:30, 1 o'clock, get to the studio about 2:33. And we stay there until, you know, the vibe is dead, and so I can't do no more. The average day ends at about 4:30, 5 o'clock the next morning.
All right, so what is it that motivates you to work so hard and keep up this pace?
Well, for the Detox, it's the biggest album, pretty much anticipated album in the history of hip-hop.
Yeah.
And just to keep saying that to yourself is enough ambition in itself. To keep you in the studio is enough motivation. And also just really trying to, you know, make sure that I get the right thing to the doc keeps me in the studio.
Okay. After, like, being behind the boards for so long, what made you decide to get on the microphone and start rapping?
It wasn't so much that. It was more along the lines that I need my production to get out there, and I need people to understand what I can do. So just looking at the fact that, you know, certain artists really got made by selling themselves, I just started looking at the fact that I'm my biggest billboard. I'm my biggest marketing and promotion. So the best way for me to do it was to do an album.
Okay, that was actually the next question I was going to ask. Like, do you feel it's necessary in, like, today's hip-hop world as a producer to just put yourself out there and, like, make yourself, like, familiar with the public?
Yes, unfortunately, yeah. Because I've always tried to be quiet behind the scenes and just make music, but there were a lot of cats that were taking credit for who I was and taking meetings for who I was on music that I've done, and it just made things a lot harder for me to get to where I wanted to get to. So people needed to see that I wasn't just a myth, or, you know, that I really was real. People thought I was more than one person. They didn't really know what I was, so.
Wow. So tell us about your new street album, Dedicated. Like, what's the concept behind this record?
Dedicated, so many things that I am dedicated to. I'm dedicated to my kids. I dedicated the album to my, you know, my listeners. I'm very dedicated to music and dedicated to those that I love. So, I mean, the album is really personal. The people that I work with, I know them personally. Everything is just really, it's real. Like, I think it's really nothing I can say about the album more than it's just, it's real. It's not me toting guns. I'm not talking about the same crap you talk about in hip hop. It's just a real album from a different place.
How would you describe the sound of the album?
Big. very melodic and very big. So I try to go as big as I could without compromising who I was. So it worked out.
All right. What's the most special part about this project to you personally?
To be honest, that it really got done. I've been talking about doing this for almost a year and a half, almost 2 years. And my brother, PhD, Bishop Lamont, they were just in the studio like, dude, you really got to do it. We got to get it done. And my support system has been great. And a lot of people just really were saying, like, it's about time that people want to hear different music. And I'm just happy that I really stuck to it and got it done.
Mm-hmm. So you're putting this out for free online, and you've been featured on a lot of these other street albums that have been put out for free. Do you feel that current trend of using the internet to put things out there for free is helping things, or do you think that everyone bootlegging everything on the other end is causing problems?
to be honest, I think that it helps in the way that it builds fan base. It gets these people excited about new projects coming out. And, you know, the people that are putting it out for free obviously don't have just that one album to put out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps them listening, and it keeps them wanting more. So it's, I don't think it's hurt.
Prime just put out his Transformation Street album, and you were on that track, Sabotage Me, with Butch Cassidy. Tell us about that one.
Prime is my boy. I know him through Bishop Lamont. He's a good cat. He heard the track and he said, let me run with it. And I gave it to him, and I don't know what to do with it. Like a lot of these cats that I work with, like I said, I just personally know. And I definitely want to see these cats get to where they want to get to. And any help I can give them, I'm going to give them.
All right. Another person you've been working with recently was Tajay on the new Hotbox 3. Tell the people what that album's going to sound like when it comes out.
He's an entity within himself, the whole Hotbox movement. He has his following. And I told him that I needed to be on the third one. And he was like, you know, no question. So I just gave him what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we'll definitely do some big things later on this year.
Cool. All right, so tell us what your role will be on the Detox album as far as what you guys have been recording so far.
Right now, as far as Trey is concerned, I've just been submitting a lot of tracks and giving him what I can just to get him to cut records, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't really put any hooks on anything. I haven't done anything like that. I've just been giving him tracks just so that this project can move forward. And if he asks for anything more from me, then, you know, of course I'm going to do it. But that's what it's been so far.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about how, like, a production collaboration works when you're working with Dre? It's like a team effort. Can you kind of explain to people who don't really get that aspect, like, how that goes down?
For sure. That doesn't really happen a lot in my case, but when we do collaborate, when we do co-produce or do any kind of co's, it's basically just cooperating with each other. Like, I'll do my half of it, and he'll do his half of it, and it just turns out to be a cooperation. When it comes down to Dre and his team, or Dre and myself, once we do work together, a lot of times we'll do the beats, but Dre will mix it. And because if anybody really listens to a Dre record, he has his way of hearing things, and it's very meticulous, and he knows what he wants and where he wants it. So as far as a lot of people thinking that, you know, I do the beat and Dre takes the credit, that's not what's going down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was a recent interview on MTV with you, and there was a couple of things that were misquoted.
Right. I definitely am, you know, a big part of the Aftermath team, and, you know, I'm working with Dre and working with Marshall, but I have not worked with Marshall, with Eminem. They had me quoted as saying I've been in the studio with him, and I haven't.
Okay. What do you hope that all the fans will get out of Dedicated when they download it?
I'm hoping that they see that I am a formidable producer, a heavyweight in the game. I'm trying to be more than just a producer for Aftermath. I'm trying to establish a name for myself. So I want people to understand who I am, see the characteristics that make me who I am, see the different kind of music I can do, and stop pegging me as one of Dre's producers. Even though that's an honor in itself, it'd be cool just to have a name for yourself.